So by now, if you don't know that Bob Dole sent me a letter yesterday afternoon, then you haven't been paying attention. Here's a timeline on this. Senator Dole, for whom I have a tremendous amount of respect, sent me an email that I received here at 2:35 yesterday afternoon. I assumed that it was a private email and was going to reply to it later in the afternoon when I got home. When I got home, and by the way, whoever wrote that, Mike Allen of Politico.com, the headline, Dole Scolds Limbaugh. There was no scolding in this letter. I have it here, and I'll read it to you in due course. There are other things that have happened since the letter came out that I want to address first. But it was not a scolding email, not a scolding letter at all. In fact, Senator Dole did not even endorse McCain in this letter, for those of you who are paying attention. You may think that the letter from Dole was to get me to agree with him and support McCain. That's not what Dole was doing in the letter. It was very respectful, and I was going to respond to him privately. Then I get home yesterday afternoon, start working on the show today, doing show prep, and I see that somebody's leaked the letter. And it's all over the place. And I see that Senator Dole is going to be on Hannity and Combs last night. And he was. I watched it. We have audio sound bites. I think what has happened here, ladies and gentlemen, is the manipulation of Bob Dole by the McCain camp. Bob Dole, a war hero, by the way. The leaking of his personal letter to the media with a dishonest spin speaks to the insecurity of the McCain camp. In fact, I got an email this morning from one of Bob Dole's associates and said, Senator Dole is undergoing a series of medical tests in New York today, but he asked that Rush get the following information. One, Senator Dole or staff had no contact with the media concerning the letter, except to send it to Sean Hannity prior to go on his program. Number two, after 3 o'clock, a friend asked if he could contact somebody in the media, and since Rush's program is over, the senator said, okay. So I assume the senator thought I was going to reply to this on the air when I got it with 25 minutes left in the program. That wasn't really enough time to fully read and digest it. Number three, the email was the senator's effort to communicate his personal views to a friend. It was a report, not an endorsement, and it was done in hopes that Rush might respond on his program. I'm going to do that today. It wasn't an anti-Romney piece because Dole thinks highly of Governor Romney. There was no press contact, and Senator Dole has declined all requests concerning the election and who he supports. And he explains why in the letter to me, which you will hear in mere moments. Bottom line, Senator Dole wanted Rush to know about his Senate relationship with McCain and how McCain voted on key issues while he was the Republican leader. Well, Dole was. Senator Dole did not have such a relationship with either Governor Romney or Huckabee, so he had no personal knowledge of their records. Senator Dole hopes that he will have an opportunity to personally communicate with Rush. I'll be happy to communicate personally with Senator Dole. We'll get to the letter in just a second. As I say, there have things that have happened since then. On Fox this morning, Fox News, the weatherman, Steve Ducey, had this exchange with former Governor Mitt Romney.
Governor, what do you make of the letter that Bob Dole wrote to Rush Limbaugh to say, hey, lay off of John McCain, he's conservative enough. Do you buy that from Bob?
It's probably the last person I would have wanted to have write a letter for me. I think there are a lot of folks that tend to think that maybe John McCain's race is a bit like Bob Dole's race, that it's the guy who's the next in line, he's the inevitable choice.
Now, this did not sit well with Senator McCain, who had tried to pass this Dole letter off to me as an endorsement, which it was not. So on Joe Scarborough's show today on MSNBC, it's called Morning Joe, they played this bite from an upcoming report on Senator McCain.
The fact that someone asked Governor Romney about the letter that Bob Dole wrote on my behalf to Rush Limbaugh, and he said that would be the last person he would want writing a letter on his behalf. Governor Romney disparaging an American hero, our leader, our nominee for President of the United States, that's disgraceful. I think Governor Romney should apologize to Bob Dole for that comment. He's a great American, and for Governor Romney, who has never had any military experience, to disparage the service and courage of an American hero, I think is disgraceful.
I'm sorry, Senator. Senator McCain, I think what you are doing here is disgraceful. How in the world is what Governor Romney said a nasty attack on a veteran? What your campaign is doing, Senator McCain, is manipulating Bob Dole, a war hero, by the way. A war hero, Senator McCain, who never talked about it. My father was a war hero in World War II. So was his friend Jim Kinder. Both have passed away. They would not talk about what they did in World War II to their kids, Senator McCain. They didn't parade it around, and neither did Bob Dole. Senator McCain, you are parading it around. Bob Dole is being manipulated by your campaign, the leaking of this letter to the liberal media with a dishonest spin, speaks to the insecurity of the McCain camp. Why all the attention to me, folks? Why the manipulation of a personal correspondence? Why the manipulation of the media, including Fox News late yesterday afternoon, right before 7 o'clock, with the McCain talking points about Dole scolding me and saying enough is enough? In the first place, Senator Dole is a gentleman, and he doesn't behave that way. The letter that he sent me was not a scold in any way, shape, manner, or form. If the people in the media had just read the letter, they would have seen that it was respectful. They would have seen that it was gracious. They would have seen he was talking about after the primaries. He was talking about the general election, Senator Dole was. He had no candidate. The letter did not say that he did have a candidate. Last night on Hannity and Combs, he was asked point blank by Alan Combs, who's your guy? He said, I don't have a dog in this race. Well, I don't want to call them dogs, they're candidates. And so the assumption was all over the place that Senator Dole was another one of those endorsing Senator McCain. The McCain can't put that out. It's not the case. And we have it from Senator Dole's own mouth last night on television. Now, this shows you just how willing the media are to be manipulated by McCain, and they are invested in his campaign, and how the McCain cam is unscrupulous to take a private note, lie about its contents, leak it to the media is not the way you treat a World War II war hero, a former Republican leader, and a wholly decent guy like Bob Dole. Romney's not abusing Dole here in his comment. He's stating the obvious. And the obvious is that Dole ran a poor campaign in 1996. He was badly beaten by a Clinton, just as some of us think a McCain campaign would be badly beaten by another Clinton. But since I was the subject of this dirty little trick by the McCain campaign, I want people to understand how this all happened in the first place. I'm going to tell you what's happening here, folks. Senator McCain is resorting to the same kind of politics as Hillary Clinton. Every challenge to Senator McCain is said to be a challenge to his military record or somebody else's military record. Hillary uses her gender the same way. If you question Senator McCain, you're questioning the military. If you question Senator Clinton, you're questioning women. And Senator McCain feigns outrage over the slightest challenge. Nobody questioned Bob Dole's military record. Nobody attacked Bob Dole personally, and certainly not Mitt Romney. Senator Dole ran a bad campaign, got his clock cleaned. A number of us think the same thing's likely to happen with the same scenario. Somebody who's owed this because of his service, somebody with a great military record. Ask John Kerry how much a great military record helps you in a presidential race. And ask Bob Dole how much it helps you. And again, Senator Dole did not endorse McCain, which McCain's camp has put out there. Dole did not scold me, which McCain has also put out there. Dole's letter was private, which McCain also put out there. I don't think, and I'm thinking back, I'm not that old in relative terms, but I don't think even Nixon pulled this kind of stunt. Twisting statements, putting out lies like this, the attack on Romney, which he claimed Romney wanted a time certain for withdrawal from Iraq, when Romney has never supported that. It's a big lie strategy. You make an outrageous statement, demonstrably false. You hope your friends in the media keep repeating it for you. That way the lie becomes a fact, or so it seems. I got to take a break. Be back and continue after this, folks. Don't go away.
The most trusted name in talk radio, Rush Limbaugh, on the EIB Network.
Hey, Sean Hannity.
You hear Frank Beckman, middays 9 to 11:30 on 760
WJR. I'm my mother's daughter. I'm daddy's.